Welcome to Songs of Encouragement. Selections of song, scripture, and comment designed to encourage, inspire, and edify. It is our sincere desire that you will be blessed as we seek to exalt the one who alone can give a new song.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted the song of song, of deliverance, of courage, of strength, in the heart he implanted the song.
There is a story about four preachers who were discussing the merits of the various translations of the Bible. One liked the King James Version best because of its simple, beautiful English. Another liked the American Revised Version best because he thought it to be more literal and closer to the original Hebrew and Greek. Still another liked Moffat's translation best because of its up-to-date vocabulary. The fourth minister was silent. When asked to express his opinion, he replied, "I like my mother's translation best." The other three expressed surprise. They did not know that his mother had translated the Bible. "Yes, she did," he replied. "She translated into life, and it was the most convincing translation I ever saw." Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
Living for Jesus, oh what peace, rivers of pleasure never cease. Trials may come, yet I'll not fear. Living for Jesus, he is near. Help me to serve thee more and more. Help me to praise thee o'er and o'er. Live in thy presence day by day. Never to turn from thee away. Living for Jesus, oh what rest. Pleasing my Savior, I am blessed. Only to live for him alone. Doing his will till life is done. Help me to serve thee. Praise thee o'er and o'er. Live in thy presence day by day. Never to turn from thee away. Living for Jesus everywhere. All of my burdens he doth bear. Friends may forsake me, he'll be true. Trusting in him, he'll guide me through. Help me to serve thee more and more. Help me to praise thee o'er and o'er. Live in thy presence day by day. Never to turn from thee.
A delightful story is told of an old local preacher who was also a shepherd of the hills. Invited to a dinner by members of a scientific society, he was asked after the meal to make a speech. Keenly conscious of his intellectual inferiority in such a brilliant company, he felt it was too good a chance to miss of witnessing for Christ. Rising slowly to his feet, he said, "Gentlemen, as you can see, I am a plain and simple man. I don't know much about astronomy, but I do know the bright and morning star. I don't know much about botany, but I do know the lily of the valley and the rose of Sharon. I don't know much about geography, but I do know my way to the cross of Calvary. And after all, that is the only true knowledge that in the long run really matters. A very wise and noble man uttered these words by divine inspiration. The fear of the Lord, or reverential trust, is the beginning of knowledge.
There are some things I may not know. There are some places I can't go. But I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel Him deep within. My God is real, real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Some folk may doubt, some folk may scorn, all can desert and leave me alone. But as for me, I'll take God's part, for God is real, and I can feel Him in my heart. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul.
Many years ago, an American newspaper offered $1,000 for the best definition of money. Of the many replies sent in, the following definition won the award. Money is a universal provider for everything but happiness, and a passport everywhere but to heaven. How true, and yet, without happiness here, and heaven hereafter, we have nothing. Jesus said, "What shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul?"
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by His nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to His dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to His holy name than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. A famous publisher declares, "If you are an articulate person, you utter some 30,000 words each day. If these words were put in print, they would amount to a fair-sized book each day. These books would, in a lifetime, fill a good-sized college library. All these books are from the same author. All reflect the life and thought of the author in his own words. And not a book can be taken down from the shelves or withdrawn from circulation. The thought is a bit frightening. It emphasizes the fearful responsibility that goes with the gift of speech, and also the glorious privilege that is inherent in speech seasoned with grace."
My presence, humbly I bow.